This is Beyond Just Money, and I'm your host, Utkarsha. We have with us Hina, who is Director of Research for Calkine, and today we are going to discuss about the UK economy's rebound to growth. So Hina, Britain's economic output displayed a positive growth rate of 1.8% during May 2020 as compared to the same period in 2019. But the important question is, what is the state of unemployment?
So, Utkarsha, if you look at the unemployment curve, it is on an arduous track and flattening seems to be taking a long run. It's a severe depression that we are talking about here because the employment outlook continues to remain bleak. Rishi Sunak, UK Treasury's Chancellor, had rolled out a £30 billion plan on 8th July 2020 to retain existing jobs and generate new ones across the nation. Now, this has put the total UK public borrowings figure at a whopping £322 billion, and about 6.5 million jobs have been made redundant in the UK post the lockdown imposed during the last week of March 2020. Now, the Office for Budget Responsibility has already warned that British unemployment rate could increase to the high level when we talk about jobless numbers witnessed by the country during the 1980s. Data from UK's Department of Work and Pensions, it already reveals that the jobless claimant count shot up to 2.8 million during May 2020, which is a rise on 23.3% over the last month of April.
So Hina, do you see any support being witnessed from the furlough scheme?
So Kasha, this dismal situation exists despite the fact that government has put more than 9 million people under its furlough scheme, which is paying for up to 80% of the staff salaries of companies under distress. Once this scheme gets over in October 2020, it is fair that the employment levels, the unemployment levels could rise further. Now, Tej Parekh, who is the chief economist, Institute of Directors, had said that both wages and vacancies are expected to fall further, with companies trying to minimize their costs during these testing pandemic times. Latest government stats also have revealed that real pay levels had fallen by 0.4% during February to April 2020. So it's kind of an alarming situation. And if you look at the stock market also, people were initially worried that if we talk about these economic factors or numbers, how the stock markets would be performing. But if you look at the UK share performance post the crash and the economic distress, it has seen its own set of challenges. Howsoever, players like AstraZeneca, they have really turned it around and defensive stocks are still under the spotlight. Nonetheless, economy on the other side, it really needs revival from different standpoints. So whether we talk about furlough schemes or we talk about, certain other stimulus coming in from the UK government.
Sure, Hina. It seems like slow recovery could put additional pressure on the already rising unemployment numbers in the country. We shall keep an eye on any developments around this. Thanks for sharing your insights, Hina.
Thanks, Utkarsha.
Listeners, that will be all for now. Until we get back with another insightful episode, you can listen to this again on calkinemedia.com or also on our YouTube channel. Stay apprised and invest wise with Calkine.